So they brought this person in front of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Omaloi, herzakto bini, herzakto. He said, listen, the guy made a chazaka. Rishbam says, suppose the chalosav, for yitoyin shosu b'shusa b'nei chotzera. This person had opened up the window, he timed that he had permission. But he's not doing against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, lo yivchoyis, that's without permission. But here, the person that opened up the window said, I had permission. And herzakto, sovalo, why does it say it's called a good chazaka? Because he holds here liyal to have a chazaka. The chivin of fanenu herzik v'shosak and mis the shleib v'shosos v'elo limchais. Found him in the perfect liyal. Command from Yehuda to have a shmuel. Go before him liyal to have a chazaka. Then a locha kain. This is a shmuel shita that a chazaka in front of the owner. Right away, if he sees you doing something and it bothers him and he does not protest right away, that's a proof of the chazaka that he sold it to you. Or he gave, he gave you permission to do it. Because if he didn't give you permission to do it, then he should have been meicher right away. That's the beauty shita. So over here, since this person already opened up the window, and he did not say anything right away, it's only later on that he came to complain. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's called a good chazaka. That's the way they hold. You don't need gimel shonim. Gimel shonim is only when you're not in front of the owner. When you do something right in front of the owner and he keeps quiet, even after one time, it's called a chazaka. Now, bo ubo. They went in front of Rabbi Chiya. Oma yagat upasachta. Yagay yavasosim. He don't know. There's no chazaka here. Now listen, you bothered to open up the window. I'm telling you now, you have to go and close it. Shabbam says, lehevi chazaka at shalashonim. That's the halacha. So these things we hold now, lemaisa. Since the Rabbanan said you have 3 years to wait, so there's no taina why the owner was not meicher right away. The owner feels, listen, I have 3 years to do it. So I'm not meicher right away. I'll be meicher later on. So since 3 years did not pass by yet, there's no chazaka. Therefore the Baal HaChotzer has a right to say, I don't want you to have a window open, close your window. Omer Rav Nachman, that's like this. Omer Rav Nachman, the list storm liyalter heavy chazaka. To close it right away, that's called a chazaka. Shkan says, list storm. Im hechzik b'chaloyin jimul shonim b'chotzer ha-shutfim. Obo ha-chaveiro v'sosmoy. Shebo na-koysel k'negdoi. Again, first you opened up your window into your friend's chotzer, and you left it there for 3 years. So you had a chazaka. You have a right now to leave the window open. And once you have a right to leave the window open, your neighbor has no right to build the wall next to it, like to block it out, to block the air out, to block the light out. But for this time, let's say the neighbor went ahead and built up a wall right next to your window, and the Baal HaChaloyin was not meicher, did not protest. Here the chiddush is liyalter have a chazaka. This called a chazaka right away. This is better than stand building a wall, than opening up a window. Why? Shein adam osloi shesaisim in oiroi before never shaisik. This is called the bigger chazaka here. This people can't stand. Nobody can take it that if you have your window, that you have your light or air coming in, and then all of a sudden somebody comes there and closes it up, and that bothers you too much. So here it's called a chazaka right away, as the Rishbam says. Why? Once you kept quiet, you're admitting. That's the pshat. That since you kept quiet, it's like showing you have a little guilty conscience here. In other words, that you opened up your window, even though it was open for 3 years, you're admitting that you really didn't get permission to do it. You also did it, Shalai Brishus. So now that your friend went ahead and built up a wall right next to you, you're keeping quiet. Because here, otherwise, you should have been meicher right away. Like the other svara is just the opposite. You want to keep your chazaka. You, Taino, that you gave the permission to open up my window. So you want to keep it strong. You want to keep it going. Therefore, if your friend would build up the wall to block the light from coming in, that bothers you tremendously. So here there is a svara that you should have protested right away. And since you did not protest, therefore, you lose your rights, it's called a chazaka right away. Then the Mishnah says, Lokach bayis b'chotzer acheres, v'ten lo chotzer ha-shutfim. Even though you buy a house in the next chotzer, you should not open up a door into that chotzer. My time, what's the reason? B'vnei shemar be'aleyim et haderech. Like you're making more people to go into that chotzer. Like it was before. Amos says, what does the Sefer say? Ela im right rotze, if you want to, boynas a cheder lefnim mi beisai, you could build a house inside your house, a room, or boyna li agabov, agave beisai, and then build an attic on top of your house, and they'll go through your house, and that's the way they go around to the chotze. So Moria still, so why is that muta? Voloimar bolovas a derech, but still you're making more people go through the derech. So why is that even muta? Amaravuna, my cheder, what cheder means here, shechoko bishnayim. They divide the room in half. Or my aliyah aftoi. What does aliyah just mean? Just opening up the door. That's all it means. Shabbam says, or my boina achedi katoni mastis and loy boina. Not that you're building a real new room for new people to come in. Or shechoku lechedi shlelish nayin. Shas mechitzim sas loyish sham diurin. But dov is there. Yesh la reshus yochel amalas kol beisad diurin. Now you're not adding on new rooms into your house. But when you first build your house, so you have a right to go into that chotzer according to how many people could fit into this house. So if you're going to add on new rooms, that's also, then the people can go out into the chotzer. But here you're not adding on new rooms. You're just dividing your rooms in here and making more people live there. That's mutter. Hashbam says, of course, as many people as could live in your house, that's how much shus you have to use. And so, what does it mean, aliyah? Eftor. Yitzia just means like a balcony going out, that's all. Not that you're really making another attic, another place for people to live. Therefore, you're not really adding new places for people to live. You're just like making it easier to live inside your house. So therefore, you're allowed to go out into the chotzer.
All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that Samach Omer Aleph. You're on top.
Again, it says the mission that Lokach Bayes Bechotzer Acheres. That's really we learned. So you bought a house in a Beis HaChotzer, so you shouldn't open up the door. My time, what's the reason? You're going to have more people use that Chotzer than they expected. So tomorrow is so aimed to say what the Sefer say. If you want, you can build a room inside. And you build what an aliyah, an attic on top of your house. So who are you adding rooms into your house? You're going to have more people living there than you expected to. You're having more people use your front front entrance. And you could have more people using the chotzer. Aliyah just means, not that you added a new room, just the old room you had, you divided it in half. So then it's normal to have that amount of people living in your apartment. Was aliyah mean asasoi, just a balcony? Not that you really made an attic upstairs, just made a balcony, but you're not going to have more people living because of this extension. Lo yivchos odom, the Mishnah says, lo yivchos odom lechotzer ashutvim pesach kineged pesach. You can't open up a door, lo yivchos odom lechotzer, you can't open up your door into a chotzer ashutvim pesach kineged pesach. If somebody else has his door opened up there ready, now when you're building your house, it's not nice to have your door open up right to the entrance of his, or opposite one another that you can see inside one and the other. If you have your house and you have windows open already, and now somebody else, the neighbor, comes and builds his house, he's not supposed to open up his windows right opposite your windows. It's not snius to look into one another. You shouldn't have two windows, one right next to another. What's going to be... First you had a smaller window and you had a chazoka that the neighbors did not bother you, they let you open up your smaller window. So the locher is, you have no right to make the window bigger because they're only able to take a small window. But to make it bigger is harder for them to watch out, that they never gave you permission, on that you don't have a chazoka. Echod lo yasenu shnayim. If you had one window open up already, open up into the chotzer, so that much they let you, but you have no right to open up two windows. I will place the chul Rosh Hashanah. But let's say your door is opening up towards the Rosh Hashanah, and then on the opposite side of the Rosh Hashanah, there's another house there, then Pesach Keneged Pesach. Then one door is allowed to open up opposite the other door. Since anyway, they're both opening towards the Rosh Hashanah, they have to watch out from the people in the Rosh Hashanah anyway. The Chaloin Keneged Chaloin, if it's through Rosh Hashanah also, you're allowed to have a window open up Keneged a window. Because anyway, you have to watch out for the people in the Rosh Hashanah. So it's not a problem of snius to say that from one window you can see into the other window. Because anyway, you can't do things that you have to close the window.
because it's opened up to the Rishus HaRabim. Ho yekoton oisu oisu godol. If your window was opened up towards the Rishus HaRabim, it was a small window, and now if you want to, you're allowed to make it a big window. V'yechod oisu oisu shnayim. If you only had one window until now, and it's facing towards the Rishus HaRabim, if you want to, you could open up a second window. Because here, you're not staring anybody. And the Manashach, the people that just Rabim walk by, so it doesn't bother them the fact you look out there, because for them it's public anyway. So therefore, if you want, you could open up two windows. It's only into a private Rishus that you're not allowed to open up your window. Now the Gemara says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this? That there's such an Indian of Snius that you should not have your door opened up right opposite your neighbor's door. Reb Yechanan Diyam Akro, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Bilam Eseno Vayaras Yisrael Shoichen Lishvotov. That Bilam lifted up his eyes and he saw the way Klai Yisrael was living Lishvotov by the Shvotim. Ma Ro, what did he see? Ro, he saw Shein Pischa Yoholeim Mechuvonim Zeluze. He saw the sneers in Klai Yisrael that the tents, the opening of the tents, were not open one opposite the other. They were on the side a little bit. You can't look in one to the other. Omar, Bilam said, Ruyin halolu shetishra leim shchina. They're worthy of having the shchina. Since they're noig this midot snius, they're worthy of having the shchina. As the famous Achi said at Matzoy Bilecha Yaakov, that the psochim were not opposite one and the other. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah says, for you koton lo yasena godol. Let's say you had a small window open up into somebody's chotzer, and he gave you permission, you're there already 3 years, but you have no right now to make a bigger one out of it. Why? So Mar says, Sova Rami Bachomo, Rami Bachomo thought to say, Lemeimar, that Bar Dalid, Lo Leshavya Bar Timna, that if your first window was only 4 amis wide, or your first Pesach was only 4 amis wide, you can't make it 8. Why? Because Shoko Timna Bachotzer. Because let's say you have a Pesach opening up into the Chotzer, you're going to take 8 Tvachim then in the Chotzer, or 8 Amis in the Chotzer. Rashbam says, Hainu do you have a Pesach bar Dal Damis? If the first Pesach with Dal Damis, Roch of wide, lo yechevenu leches Amis. That's what the Mishnah means to say. You can't make it now 8 Amis wide. Why? The Kamav said the Bala Yachotzer. You're ruining it for the Bala Chotzer. Because now you're going to take 8 Amis in the Chotzer. As we had before once, that in front of every Pesach, you're around 4 amis. So therefore, if you had your first Pesach 4 amis, you're not allowed to make it wide 8 amis. Because then you're taking more property from the Chotzer. Avo baratarti, but let's say your first Pesach was only 2 tvachim wide, so anyway you have a right to use 4 amis in the Chotzer. Leshav yabar abor shaper, dummy. If you want to widen it now and make your Pesach to 4 amis, it's okay. Because you're not taking any more property, any more out of the chotzer. You have a right to use 4 amis for any Pesach. So as long as it's not wider than 4 amis, you're okay. Or Malay Rav, Rav said back, no. Here it's not only a problem that because of your Pesach you're taking reshus in the chotzer, but rather, motzi or Malay. The other people living in the chotzer could say to this new person, Bepischo zutro matzino litzdanu yeminoch. Before that you only had a small opening, only 2 amis. We could hide ourselves from you. We could do our Dvorm Shevet Sin and you can't see it. But the Pischa Rabba, once you can open up your door and make it 4 amis wide, Le Metzinat Nu Yeminoch, we can't watch ourselves from you. If so, I have a right to stop you. And the Mishnah says, if you have a small Pesach, you're not allowed to make it bigger, Slav Davka from 4 to 8, but it even means from 2 to 4 is also. Any type of a godot to make it bigger, it's also, because the Bala Chotzer could say, I don't know if I can watch myself from you. Mishnah also says, Echad liyasen shnayim. If you have only one door or one window, you're not allowed to make 2 out of it. So, Sova, Rami Bachoma, Rami Bachoma thought to say, you know what the Easter is? Sova, Lameimar, Barabo, Leshavya, Trey, Bnei, Tarti, Tarti. If your first door was 4 amis wide, so you're not allowed to now make it into 2, make 2 twos. Why? Because Shoko Tim Nebuchadzer. Again, because each Pesach, you have a right to get 4 amis in the Chotzer. So now that you're making your Pesach into 2, so you're going to have 2 times 4, you're going to have 8 amis in the Chotzer. Avo Bar Timno. Leshavya Bnei Abor Abor Shapidomi. But let's say first your Pesach was wide 8 amis. When it was wide 8 amis, So you have an automatic rishus to use the chotzer, 8 amos in the chotzer. Now let's say you want to make 2 doors of that space and make each one of them 4 amos, so that should be mutter. Because you're also only going to have 8 amos in the chotzer. For each door, you only get 4 amos. So you're not taking anything more away from the bala chotzer, so you thought they said this should be mutter. Or Malay Rav, Rav answered back, no, this is also awesome. Because Motzi or Malay, the person living in the chotzer, could say to this person, opening up this Pesach, that Bechad Pischo Matzino Atzenu Yeminoch. If we only have one door, even though it's a wide door, I could watch myself from you. Like I could see when the door opens, when the door closes, so therefore I could still do my Dvorim Shebetzino in this chotzer. But betray, if you're going to make your Pesach, that up until now was 8 amos wide, if you're going to make it into 2 doors, I can't watch myself from you anymore. I can't watch it that both doors won't open up. I don't have a hard enough time watching one door. So therefore the Bala Chotzer has a right to stop you from changing your doors from one wide one into 2 narrow ones. Then the Mishnah says, Avo poiseach ulu rishos rabim, Pesach k'neged Pesach. But let's say your door or your window is opening up towards the rishos rabim, and on the other side of the rishos rabim there's another house. So that house has a right to open up his door just opposite your door. The Yom Malay, because he can say like this, like one balabos, the new one has a right to say to the old balabos on the other side of the street, that listen, soif soif, who boy is it's the new yom, ibnei rishos rabim. Anywhere you have to be careful, like you can't keep your door open and do dvorim shebetzino, because there's a rabim looking in. So therefore the fact I have my door on the other side of the rabim, opening up to the same side, the same position that yours is, I don't bother you. Therefore, it's only when it's private property that one door should not open up opposite the other door. But when there's a shusar rabim in between, then there's no problem, because anyway you have to watch out from the b'nei with shusar rabim. Now the Mishnah says, "Ein oisin chalal tachas with shusar rabim." You have no right to dig anything, a ditch, we'll soon see, bur restichin amayrois, under a shusar rabim. You have no right to make a chalal, a hollow ground, under the shusar rabim. You can't make any ditches there, see, in the morrow's long ones, wide ones. Even though you're going to cover them up, still we're afraid though maybe the covering you're going to make will plots. We have to be afraid maybe you won't do a good job. Therefore, since the rabbim used the path, you can't make a tunnel underneath it. Rebbeleza says, no, you're allowed to. Kedei shetei agolo mahaleches utunavonim. As long as you cover up the cave and you have a good covering on top, that can hold up an agola wagon, that can go over it. And inside the wagon is carrying stones, and as a heavy wagon, if you put a good cover on top of your hole that could hold such a heavy load, then it's okay. That's what the blessed holds. You're not being mazik, you're not ruining the rishos rabim, therefore it's mutter. Now another locker is, ain moitzin zizin. You're not allowed to have projections coming out of your wall into the chotzer. Ain moitzin zizin, that's a beam sticking out. Uxustorios, that's also a balcony or a front porch sticking out of your house. Rishus Rabim. If in front of your house is a Rishus Rabim, you're not allowed to have these things projecting going out, because it'll bother the people walking through the Rishus Rabim. But rather, Elim Rotza, if you want to, if you have to have your beams sticking out from your apartment, so then what you have to do is, Koines L'Toych Shaloi, you have to move back your house more into your property, into the private property. And therefore move your house back like 10 amos. And then umaitzi, then you're allowed to have a project and let the beam stick out 10 amos. And the chiddush is that don't say that once you move back, now maybe anywhere the B'nai Rishos Rabim will walk through there. So again, you're not allowed to stick out your beams. That no. Only if the beams go into the Rishos Rabim, that's what's awesome. But if you bring your house back into your property, and the front 10 amos in front of your house, you want to stick out a beam, even though the B'nai Rishos Rabim may walk there, that's their trouble. They have to watch themselves. But you don't have to watch yourself, you, it's alright. What's going to be loka chotzer, you bought a chotzer. Uvo zizin gustorius. And the chotzer already has beams sticking out, already has a balcony, it has a porch sticking out. As a reza bichas kosai. If you bought it, most probably the one that built it had permission to do it. Whether sticking out into another rishos rabim, so Rashbam says, "Reizu bechas kosoi t'taninu l'lokeach." We have a right to taino for a lokeach. The yomim we say like this: "Ema koines atoch shaloi." most probably this person that has the beam sticking out, most probably he came into his rishus first. And therefore what he did was right. And whoever buys it now has the right to leave it there. Because in the summer we have called Tanina and Lulukayach. We say most probably the one that sold it to you did it mitzad adin, that he first moved his property in. And therefore the property that the beam is sticking out over also belongs to him. Therefore it's mutter. That's the din of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, for Rabbanan, like the Chur, Rabbi Lezer has a good reason. Rabbi Lezer holds in the Mishnah, as long as you put a good covering on top of your cave, on top of your tunnel, you can dig under the Shus Rabbim. Like Zenen and Mazilei Chosar, they're not losing out. So what's Shan the Rabbanan? Why do the Rabbanan say it's always also? So Gemara says, Rabbanan zimnin de mifchis v'labadatoi. You have to be afraid that maybe if you dug a tunnel underneath, so true you covered it, but maybe that cover could fall in. You never know. And you're not going to be around in the day it gets spoiled, it gets wormy, rat, right away and fall in. Here's where Rabbanan say we have to be afraid. Rashbam says, the Asri Savri, don't look at the way it is right now. Now it's a strong cover. But we have to be afraid rather, Mishum, the Zimna, the Masliya Mitoichoi. Maybe you get wormy inside it, and it'll fall in, and you won't realize it. And the people of Shusharab will go over it. Therefore, it's also to do any digging in the Shusharab. Then it says, Ein moitzi in zizim gustorioiz, can't have beams sticking out. Reb Ami, hevelei zizo, tevinofli gumovoi. Reb Ami had a beam sticking out in front of his house, but it wasn't the Rishus Rabbim in front, it was in the Movi, private property like, in this private alleyway. For Yehu Garba, there was another man at his time, Nami hevelei zizo, tevinofli Rishus Rabbim. This other person, though, had his beam sticking out in front of his house, that was going out into the Rishus Rabbim. So also Lakaim the Rabbami, they brought that person in front of Rabbami, and the people in the Rishus Rabbim were telling him, take away your beam, it's doing damage, it's harmful for us. He didn't want to listen, so they brought him in front of Rabbami. Omele Rabbami told this person, Zil Koitz, you have to cut down your beam, that's a